102. O true companions, all humankind are as children in a school, and the dawning points of life, the sources of divine revelation, are the teachers, wondrous and without peer. In the school of realities, they educate these sons and daughters according to teachings from God, and foster them in the bosom of grace, so that they may develop along every line, show forth the excellent gifts and blessings of the Lord, and combine human perfections, that they may advance in all aspects of human endeavour, whether outward or inward, hidden or visible, material or spiritual, until they make of this mortal world a widespread mirror to reflect that other world which dieth not. O ye friends of God! Because in this most momentous of ages the Sun of Truth hath risen at the highest point of the spring equinox, and cast its rays on every clime, it shall kindle such tremulous excitement, it shall release such vibrations in the world of being, it shall stimulate such growth and development, it shall stream out with such a glory of light, and clouds of grace shall pour down such plentiful waters, and fields and plains shall teem with such a galaxy of sweet-smelling plants and blooms, that this lowly earth will become the Abha kingdom, and this nether world the world above. Then will this fleck of dust be as the vast circle of the skies, this human place the palace court of God, this spot of clay the dayspring of the endless favours of the Lord of Lords. Wherefore, O loved ones of God, make ye a mighty effort till you yourselves betoken this advancement and all these confirmations, and become focal centres of God's blessings, daysprings of the light of his unity, promoters of the gifts and graces of civilized life. Be ye in that land vanguards of the perfections of humankind. Carry forward the various branches of knowledge. Be active and progressive in the field of inventions and the arts. Endeavour to rectify the conduct of men and seek to excel the whole world in moral character. While the children are yet in their infancy, feed them from the breast of heavenly grace. Foster them in the cradle of all excellence, rear them in the embrace of bounty. Give them the advantage of every useful kind of knowledge. Let them share in every new and rare and wondrous craft and art. Bring them up to work and to strive, and accustom them to hardship. Teach them to dedicate their lives to matters of great import, and inspire them to undertake studies that will benefit mankind.